Well, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. For he is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Here's my part. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We honor God this morning. We bless him for his faithfulness, his goodness toward us. There is no God like him, and there is no God but him. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet's call. So you ought to lift your voice, because it is the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation has come. We're in a very strategic hour. There's ever been an hour we needed God. We need him now. And I told you that we are at the breaking of a new day, the shifting of a new season. All right. This is not an hour to be playing. We got to be serious. As the old folks say, you got to let your calling and your election be sure. That's Bible. You got to really believe that. Take God at his word. Trust him. Amen. Enduring hardness as a good soldier, but understanding that there's power in agreement. There's power when we come together and in the seed. There's power when we come together and call on the name of the Lord. Why do you think the enemy didn't want them to make it to that upper room? Because he knew if they got there with one accord, that a sound was going to come from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. I heard something that Prophet Vincent said the other day. When Prophet Vincent said, it is clear to understand that when those people came together and begin to pray, yes, they begin to pray and build that tower. Even God said, my God, if I don't go down and confuse them, they will accomplish it. So when we come together and pray and intercede, and let me tell you something, it takes commitment to wake up every morning at 6 a.m. Amen. When you're trying to get that last Z, trying to get that last snore, that last turn, that last, you know, shut eye. It takes commitment to wake up, press your way and say, I need God more than I need this Z. I need God more than I need this sleep. I need God more. I got situations in my life that I need God to turn around for me. And I'm telling you that when two or three touch and agree, it shall be done. So we're praying and we're believing God and have been believing God for the last couple of mornings, the last 30 days and the 30 days now, calling on the name of the Lord, declaring that he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Yes, we've been pushing and pushing. And I'm not telling you that my flesh don't get weak some mornings. Hallelujah. I'm not telling you that my flesh don't want to sleep a little more, but I understand the power of commitment and the power of prayer. It's like making a vow to God. The Bible declares that it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not keep it. So whenever you commit yourself to a vow and you honor that vow, heaven moves on your behalf. I'm getting so many testimonies of people saying the breakthrough, the changes, the turnarounds that are happening in their life, the miracles that are breaking forth. Amen. The changes that are taking place, the stirrings that is coming in people's spirit as a result of them praying and interceding and calling on the name of the Lord. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to give ourselves to prayer and to intercession. And one thing that we're going to pray right now, this is our first prayer. The Bible declares in Luke that men ought always to pray. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Men ought always to pray and to faint not. 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us to pray without ceasing. We are commanding the spirit of prayer and the spirit of intercession to come upon us like never before, that prayer would invade our lives and the spirit of prayer would be our portion. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I receive the spirit of prayer. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear us when we pray. And because you hear me when I pray, I thank you that the spirit of prayer is coming upon me like never before. Father, I thank you that prayer is my weapon. I thank you that prayer is my medicine. Prayer is my drug. Prayer is the very thing that I look to every morning. Father, I thank you that according to your word, I understand that you can do nothing until somebody prays. So today we lift our voice as the body of Christ and we ask the spirit up. Come on, get your little hips up. Come on, get up and let's pray. Let's command the spirit of prayer to hit our houses. Command the spirit of prayer to come upon the church. Father, I thank you for the spirit of prayer and intercession. Let it rest upon the church. Let it rest upon the body of Christ like never before. Invade our lives. Invade us at our job. Invade our thought life and command the spirit of prayer to be our portion. Father, I thank you that the spirit of prayer is coming upon my children. It is coming upon my family. I thank you that prayer is being released in the White House. I thank you that prayer is being released in the courthouse. I thank you that prayer is being released in the schoolhouse. I thank you that prayer is being released in the jailhouse. I thank you that prayer is being released in City Hall, in the governor's mansion. I thank you that the prayer is being released in United Nations, in the nations of the earth. I thank you for the spirit of prayer. I thank you for releasing pockets of prayer and bands of prayer. I thank you that all over the world that the spirit of prayer and intercession, hey, is being released all over the land. Let prayer be our portion. Let prayer, malabashata, yelebe kondalabakuta, latile me sitile biya, shandalabahaya. Lord, let prayer be the very thing that we eat when we get up in the morning and the very thing that we do before we go to bed at night. Father, I thank you that you are causing the spirit of prayer to fall on us like a garment. Clothe us in prayer. Cocoon us in prayer. Cover us in prayer. Let prayer be our portion. Father, I thank you that the spirit of prayer is resting in our homes, that our steering wheels are becoming our altar, that the side of the bed is becoming our altar. Father, I come against the spirit of slumber that has come upon the church. For you said in your word that while men slept, the enemy came in and sowed tares among us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that the spirit of slumber that is on the fivefold ministry, the spirit of slumber that is on denomination, Church of God in Christ, Church of God, Church of our Lord Jesus Christ, Church of God by faith, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Presbyterian, whoever they are, the body of Christ at large, the spirit of slumber that has come upon those in KCC, that has come upon those, may the spirit of slumber be broken in the name of Jesus. Take sleep away from our eyes when it's time to pray and give us a burden, give us a passion, give us a stirring down on the inside of us. Lamb of God, behold their threatenings and send forth your power. Let the spirit of intercession be our guide when we don't know what to pray. Let the spirit of prayer come upon us like never before, according to your word. When we don't know what to pray, the Spirit itself would make intercession. Pray through me. Intercede through me. Pray, pray, pray. Let the spirit of prayer rest in the schoolhouses. Father, I thank you for raising up those who are willing, hallelujah, to stand in the gap, and those who will be in our school systems. Father, I thank you for raising up teachers with prayer lives, raising up police officers with prayer lives, raising up judges and governors and politicians. Father, I thank you that the spirit of prayer is overshadowing us. The spirit of prayer is overtaking us. Let prayer overtake my mouth. Let prayer overtake my mind. May I pray every time I open my mouth. Hey, 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 release the spirit of prayer. We thank you for the spirit of prayer. Clothe us in the spirit of prayer. Overcome us in the spirit of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Prayer works. Why am I pushing prayer so much? Why are we praying every morning? Why are we praying every night? because God can do nothing until somebody prays. We're praying because we understand, hallelujah, that when you pray, you give God access. Prayer is the hand that moves the world. That when you pray, you give God the release to do what he wants to do on earth. Didn't Jesus pray? Didn't the disciples say, they didn't say, Lord, teach us to prophesy. They didn't say, Lord, teach us to dance. They didn't say, Lord, teach us to work in miracles. They said, Father, teach us to pray. And he showed them how to pray. Oh, prayer got to be serious because it's the only thing that Jesus is still doing. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercession. Oh, prayer has to be serious. If God in the flesh had to pray, how much more do you have to pray? That's why we're pushing prayer. That's why we're pushing intercession. That's why we're calling on the name of the Lord. Raise your right hand. The second thing that we're praying for, we are praying for God's divine protection. Amen. We're praying for protection in our life. Hallelujah. That God will cover us with his feathers. That's in Psalm 91. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, as I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you for divine protection. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we thank you for your divine protection. I thank you that no evil shall befall us. God, I rebuke incidents, accidents, bloopers, and blunders. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you are protecting us from every snare, that we will not be afraid of the destruction that wastes at doomsday, nor the arrow that fly by day. We won't be afraid of terror. Father, we thank you for your divine protection as we ride in our vehicles. We thank you today that our vehicles are covered with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke accidents. I rebuke strange accidents. I rebuke hit and run incidents in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that you are covering us with your blood. I thank you for divine protection. Divine protection. Divine protection be our portion. Cover our vehicles with the blood. Cover our tires with the blood. Every liquid in our car is coated with the blood of Jesus. Hey, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for protecting us in our homes. I thank you for protecting our front door, protecting our back door. I thank you today that our homes are protected, that our children are protected. I decree divine protection over my son, over my daughter, over my wife, my husband, over my mother and my father. I rebuke the spirit of murder. I rebuke the spirit of danger and fighting and terror. And I thank you that they are covered from bullets. They are covered from stabbings. They are covered from shootings. They are covered from accidents. I thank you. I invoke angelic protection. I decree divine protection. Hey, Shabababa. Hey, Mandelebe Kotolo Bokula Lalabashata. Yende, 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 Yende. Yeah, 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 yeah. I cover KCC with the blood. Father, I lift up my pastor wherever he is. I decree divine protection. I decree divine protection over his wife, over his children, Lambert, over his son, Cameron. I thank you for divine protection. I thank you for your divine protection over every preacher, over every politician, over every governor, over every president. Father, I lift up Joe Biden. I rebuke the assassin's bullet. I rebuke the disease. I rebuke any kind of attack against our president, any attack against our first lady, any attack against the vice president, against the speaker of the house, against the chief of staff, against the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense. I cover every mayor. I cover every governor. I cover every representative, every congressman, every congresswoman. And I invoke the divine protection of God. I invoke the protection of God over our statues, over our institutions, over our monuments, over our buildings. I invoke your divine protection. I decree protection at our schools. Hoba shata. Come on, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Don't give up. Command divine protection. I decree it over our schools. I decree divine protection at our colleges. I decree divine protection at universities, at colleges, in the name of Jesus, at libraries, in malls, all over this globe. I decree divine protection. I command protection over everywhere we go. May our sons be covered. May our daughters be covered. May our children be covered. May our mothers and fathers be covered. Hey, Melesha, yay, Alabashato, Lukulilimikia, Lama Lama Sita Lilime, Lebandi Libi Andalakusha, Brankalaba Christi Bi Ufala, Lempele di Alatoya, Yankatala Makikashe, hey, Deba Shuba, yay, I cover every bank. I cover every bank. I thank you for your divine protection. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Urabasha. Handa la makia, kino nomo solobo kuta, yete be shete de bekita, nitanda la babakasa, zobo musa, yesele mandilia, inana mamansha kala la mandolo bosaya. Isaiah 45:3 declares that he's given us hidden riches in secret places. He promised that. Yeba, yambari dioso, moko nini mikianda la ma. Yende de Yohushamaya. We are praying today. La mama 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 masita. Yerebe kotorobo kukandilimi. Milendele andele basa. We are commanding today an immediate transfer of wealth. We are commanding an immediate transfer. Everything that is in the treasures of darkness, we are commanding the devil to give it now. Everything that is in darkness, we are commanding the devil to give it now. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I command an immediate transfer. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, there are too many preachers everywhere, and I've been praying this prayer. There are too many people in the fivefold ministry everywhere who are struggling, who are held back, who are hindered because of finance. And Father, your word declared that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Your word declares in Psalm 50 that you own the cattle on a thousand hills. It is your word that declares in Haggai that the gold is mine and the silver is mine. You said this, Lord. You said that you would cause men to give unto our bosom. You said in your word that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and you turn it whatever way you will. So in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I thank you that you are putting apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers on the mind of some millionaire, on the mind of some billionaire. I thank you today that everything that is hidden and everything that is held back, I thank you today, hey, that there is an immediate transfer of wealth and power from the treasures of darkness. I declare today that you are granting unto the church divine influence. And I thank you that money is coming into our accounts now. We command an immediate transfer. We command an immediate transfer. Father, it is in the wrong hands, but we command what the enemy has. We command it to switch hands. Hey, switch hands. Hiya. Yakuba kasha. Yenkele mankala makikaso. Lutuli mi filentele me kresele ondolo lobosha. We kalabala kandili mi osa. We command it to switch hands. We command it to switch hands. We command it to switch hands. We command it to switch hands in the name of Jesus. And I declare that every sincere leader and every sincere pastor who is designed to do ministry for the furtherance of the kingdom, for the furtherance of the kingdom, to build the kingdom, not their name, but the kingdom, to build the kingdom, not their empires, not their families, but the kingdom. Father, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, we command an immediate transfer. We command a divine turnaround of finances in the lives of preachers everywhere. Father, I lift up preachers who are struggling,
preachers who are homeless, missionaries who have nowhere to stay, who are sleeping in the streets and are sleeping in their cars. I command a divine increase. I command supernatural increase. I command a divine transfer of wealth. Hey, oh, I feel that. Hampa, yem baby, ye baby ha. Ho bala ho ba, yam ba 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 ya, yam bibi osula bandele be, ye yabashata. Yo bo yo 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 do bolo bo diele yeli alaba kulele meki ankalamo lulibi e velele ansalamondia ni no 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 mohosha. We command it now. Yeah, Baba Boshata. We command a divine transfer. We command an immediate transfer. We command the wealth of the sinner to be transferred into the hand of the righteous now and put into our accounts. Not only their wealth, but their power. Not only their power, but their influence. We command it to be transferred to the kingdom of light now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are speaking to somebody about KCC Charlotte, about KCC Jacksonville, about KCC Houston. I thank you that you are putting them on somebody's mind. I thank you that you are putting me, hey, on somebody's mind. Shala, 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 yebeleba kondele bekota, yaba yaya, yambibi oso, lukule me ankele me, lemandili bibibi asha, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, shata, yebebebebebebeyeshe. Ina na 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 ndiri biki ankalamanda. Ooh, shatara de biansa. John chapter 15 verse 2. Every dead branch in my life be cut off. I'm commanding every dead branch in my life to be cut off. I said I'm commanding every dead branch in my life to be cut off. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. By divine authority, I command all dead branches in my life be cut off, be cut off, be cut off. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I understand by your word that you said we shall be called the planting of the Lord. And there are those in my life who are dead branches, who are leeches, who are leaves. You said in your word that the way of the ungodly is not so, but they're like the chaff that the wind driveth away. Father, in Jesus' name, I command every dead branch and every evil tree in my family. Father, they call them family trees, but every evil tree in my family, I command that tree to be cut down in the name of Jesus. I lay an axe to it and I cut it. I cut it at the root and command every evil family tree, every witchcraft tree, every demonic tree, every tree, every ungodly tree, every tree that is grown in my family, the tree of sickness, the tree of poverty, the tree of infirmity, in the name of Jesus, the tree of disease, the tree of pride, the tree of arrogance. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every demonic tree and every evil tree to be cut down now. Every branch in my life that is not like God, I cut it off and I command that branch to be replaced in Jesus' name. Remove every ungodly branch, every ungodly branch, for your word declares that every branch in you that beareth fruit, you purge it, that it may bring forth much fruit in the name of Jesus. Anything in my life that is hindering my growth, that is stunting my growth, that is stopping my growth, in the name of Jesus, I command it to be broken. I command it to be removed. I cut it down. I lay an axe to it now. I cut it off with a hammer. I cut it off with an axe. I cut it off with a saw and command every ungodly branch, every evil branch that is connected to my life, every unfruitful branch every unfruitful relationship, every unfruitful covenant, every unfruitful friend, every unfruitful alliance in my life, I cut it off. I command it to be cut off in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Every ungodly branch, every ungodly relationship, every unfruitful covenant, every unfruitful friendship connected to my life, connected to the life of my children, connected to the life of my family, connected to my finances, connected to my business, connected to my church, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the power of the blood, I command, hey, 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 every ungodly branch to be cut off. I said, be cut off. I said, be cut off. I cut you off. I cut you off. I cut you off in the name of Jesus. Musha, Yenshene, Yenshanamasi, Sinonomo Shikalama, Yebo Sobosa, Yebo Bobo Bobo Boshita, Ilelebebebebe Shetelebe. Lula la man kalamande lele di alabasaya. Mula manda la makikende lele manda la mohosa. Psalm 25. Psalm 25. Verse 3. Kebe soboku busala. Lamande le kitalamai. Zidoro bobo hosha. Ilabasha kalamandi diasa. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to understand when we pray these prayers, things are happening. Yee, they be shete. Psalm 25 and 3. Look at what it said. Mandala la mamansa. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. We are declaring that we will never be disgraced. We will never be put to shame. Hey, Masha. Hey, Moshe. Hey, Masha Lamanda. I will not be put to shame. I will not be disgraced. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. I curse every spirit of shame and declare in the name of Jesus that I will not be disgraced. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I decree and declare over my life that I will not be put to shame and I will not be disgraced. I thank you that that is my prayer and my declaration, and I have whatever I say. I thank you that I will not be disgraced in any area of my life. I will not be disgraced in my finances. I will not be disgraced in my relationship. I will not be disgraced in my business. I will not be disgraced in my family. I will not be disgraced in my church. I will not be disgraced in my business. I thank you that my name and my reputation will not be disgraced. I come against shame. I break shame. I declare in the name of Jesus that shame will not be attached to my name, that shame will not be attached to KCC, that disgrace will not be attached to my future. I dismantle disgrace. I uproot disgrace. I despise disgrace and declare in the name of Jesus, I will not be disgraced, but I will experience favor in every area of my life. Father, by your word, by your covenant, according to the shed blood of Christ, according to your love, I decree in Jesus' name that I will not be disgraced. I will not be disgraced. I will not be disgraced. I thank you that I will not be disgraced. But God, you will demonstrate yourself and show yourself mighty in the life of my family. Father, in Jesus' name, I decree over my son that when he goes to college, or my daughter who is in college, they will not be disgraced. I decree it over my husband at his job. He will not be disgraced. I decree it over my wife in her business. She will not be disgraced. I declare over my pastor. He will not be disgraced. I thank you that all things work together for the good because we love you and we have a call according to your purpose. Hey, 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 mashaba, lankelema, luliliaza. I thank you that shame is uprooted. I thank you that shame is dislocated. Shame is not my name. Shame is not my portion. Disgrace is not my meat. Neither is it my drink. I thank you that the favor of God is my meat, and I command favor. For my shame, I will have double. I command favor. I command favor. I command favor. Hey, hey. Hey, command favor. Hey,
decree favor. Hey, shata, ho, mukuman shekele, le melelebi ohota, haya, 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 lalaboso, lulibi enkele manda, latilibi eshekela, robo sokula, liminini andelebe etalolobo ho, rukundelili bibibi asata, yandelebe shata, le kabokubashe, remandilibia, this nation will not be disgraced, this country will not be disgraced, KCC will not be disgraced. Christians all over will not be disgraced. Father, we have chosen to take a stand, even as it pertains to divine immunity and divine health. And by that promise and by that stand of faith, we declare we will not be disgraced. We will not be put to shame. Hey, Shamba, for they desire to see us fall. They desire to see us go under. But you are for me, and because you are for me, I will not be disgraced. I will not be disgraced. Hey, Hubala. Hey, Mambele Kebo. Lukumimimi Kikaso. In the Labamo, Shekelele Bandia. Hey, I said favor, 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 favor. Divine favor at the dealership. Divine favor at the car lot. Divine favor when I go get my mortgage. Divine favor when I go shopping. Divine favor when I go places. Favor in business. Favor in ministry. Favor, 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 favor in the name of Jesus. Unakasha she koko kokosha. Move now. Move now. Every one of you. Hola masa. I do feel a special grace for favor. I said, I do feel a special grace for favor. Yes, Lord, I heard you. I do feel a special grace for favor. $PBCJR. $25.30. Command it. Decree it. That's Psalm 25 and 3. You can do $25.03 or $25.30, whichever one. But I want you to do that quickly. $PBCJR. I feel a grace for favor. I'm talking about favor today. Hana moso kole manda. I said, I'm talking about favor today. I'm talking about your children experiencing favor today at the courthouse. I'm talking about your children experiencing favor in jail and favor wherever they're going. Favor with teachers and favor with lawyers and doctors. Lift your hands and begin to decree favor. Psalm 25 and 3, $PBCJR. Amen. You can go to the website. BrianKarn.com. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me today? You can go to the website at BrianKarn.com. You can go to the other Cash App, Kingdom City Culture. You can go to mail it in, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. But I surely can tell you this much. And I hear this by the Spirit of God, that favor is your portion. Hey! Marabasa, and I'm challenging every one of you to sow a seed of $25.03 and declare you will not be disgraced. You will not be put to shame. You will not be destroyed. You will not go under. You nor your family. Amen. Your life will not be a mess. It will not end in despair. Hey, my soko mondele ki alamanda. Handilili oshata. Yebi ohoko shakani. Likana na 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 na. Lele le mamo solomonde. Ilala babasa. There's a woman on here right now. You are in the middle of a war with a woman named Lisa. And I believe it's your sister. I'm telling what I know by the Spirit. God said you're going to win. You will not be put to shame. Ha! I said you will not be put to shame. I'm telling you, God don't lie. You lie, but God don't lie. Amen. And decree it and declare it by the word of the Lord that you will not be put to shame. Did you hear me? You will not be disgraced. Amen. God ain't going to let everybody at your job do well and you don't. Everybody not going to pass the test and you fail. The devil is a liar. You will not be disgraced. La bakosa. Zekebanda la kikala la mondo lo lobo shita. Are you listening to me? Sow your seed now. $25.03 or $25.30, either one. But you're sowing your seed now. $PBCJR. And you're decreeing that over your life. I'm excited. Hallelujah. I'm excited because tonight we have church in Houston. Glory to God. And I'm excited about what God's going to do. Amen. We got prayer, 12 o'clock, all location. The spirit of prayer belongs to KCC. The spirit of prayer is on your children. The spirit of prayer is in your house. I decree it. When I'm praying, put me on speakerphone. Amen. Sometimes in your house. And let that rebellious husband who don't want God, let him hear me. Let that crazy wife that don't want God, let her hear me. Let her hear the prayers of the righteous. Because it is the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Laba shakaba, lukaban kelebe krifele mansolo motita, tita nuni miki felen dentale melek kondala mohoba, hobididi oshanda bahaya, halaban setele me, felebe kleistala makamfala bakriste be undolo, broncolo mokulale miki ankalamande, eleo osha. Somebody colon is being healed right now. I give you praise. Go to the website and share with us your testimonies. Share with us what God is doing. Share with us the miracles that are taking place as a result of prayer. Are you listening to me? Let's share. Amen. Because when we pray, things happen. When we pray, things turn. When we pray, things begin to move. I don't know if you know it, but I believe in prayer because it works in my life. Hey, I've seen him do it, and I know he's going to do it again. Ida-da-da-di-ashanda. Mambala maki ankala mandala kosa. Yeri o shata nini mi enfele. Yele be ankala mandale be osa. La zile bi antala mahukumo. Muku nini nika nana manka sala mandala hutaya. Yete be shetara bansi. Silo boku basi. Endele be ki ankala manda. Halamo shetele bi ansa. Hey! Malabahaya! Halabo soto lele be kishna. It is so, and it shall be even as God has said. Sow your seed in faith. Believe in God for miracles. Believe in God for a breakthrough. Believe in God for a turnaround. Command it to be so. Sow your seed and watch God do the impossible. You are blessed. Yes, I said you are blessed. Ha! I said you're blessed. You're anointed. You're favored. You're praying all day for divine protection. You're praying all day and thanking him for the spirit of prayer. You're praying all day and believing him that what? You will not be disgraced and that every evil branch in your life be cut off. I'll see you in prayer. If I don't see you in prayer, I'll see you in church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Excited about what God's going to do in Houston. You are blessed. More grace. Mushaba. Le kama soto.